McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump postpones tariffs on $250 billion in Chinese goods as a gesture of goodwill. Mr. Trump made the announcement late Wednesday in a tweet, saying the Chinese vice premier asked for the delay in a time for the People's Republic of China's 70th anniversary on October 1st. The increase in tariffs from 25% to 30% was supposed to take effect on that date. They are now set for October 15th. There's been no response so far from Beijing. Mr. Trump's announcement came after China said earlier Wednesday it is exempting a handful of U.S. products from the next round of sanctions set to begin September 17th. They include shrimp, a cancer-fighting machine, industrial grease, and assorted chemicals. President Trump announced support for regulatory action against vaping amid hundreds of illnesses and at least six deaths. VOA Steve Herman reports.
President Donald Trump, while noting that the alternative to conventional cigarettes has become a multi-billion dollar business, said it is time to confront the health problems it is causing.
We can't allow people to get sick, and we can't have our youth be so affected.
Regulations are being created that would remove from the market most of the flavored pods for e-cigarettes that are attracting teenagers. The U.S. government, however, intends to allow tobacco flavors to remain as an alternative for conventional cigarette smokers. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The Chinese woman arrested at U.S. President Trump's Florida resort has been found guilty of trespassing and lying to the Secret Service. Weijing Cheng faces up to 6 years in prison when she's sentenced in late November. She showed no emotions as the verdict was read Wednesday at the end of a two-day trial. The 33-year-old was arrested at Trump's Mar-a-Lago private golf resort in Palm Beach back in March after approaching a Secret Service agent claiming she was a member of the club and wanted to go to the pool. This is VOA News. President Trump again dangled the possibility of easing U.S. sanctions